Bless the Lord. Praise God. Thank God. Thank you tonight for those that have come out here at Times Square Church and are fasting and praying. And we're believing God together with those of you that are online. No matter how dark the day looks, Jesus Christ is still the light of the world. He still is all powerful. He still is able to give you freedom. No matter what you're facing this evening, whether it's those who have come out to pray or those that are listening online, there are so many reports coming in of victory, of healings, marvelous deliverances, and we thank God for it with all of our heart. And we are believing the Lord for a spiritual awakening in your life, your home, your church, your community, in this city called New York, and this nation. We are believing it with all our heart because we're knowing the mercy of God in a deeper way than we've ever known Him before. Tonight, as we gather to pray, there's a question in my heart that I believe that the Lord would have me ask you. It's found in Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 13. It says, He asked His disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And so they said, Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah. Others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But He said to them, But who do you say that I am? You see, if we're going to pray tonight, that's the question you have to be able to answer. Because the Scripture does tell you that you will get what you pray for according to the faith that's in your heart. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? It doesn't matter. You can't answer that by saying, Well, Pastor Carter, you say that He's such and such, or my pastor says such and such. My wife says that Jesus is like this, or my husband says this. But you have to be able to answer this question yourself tonight. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? You've got to settle that in your heart. Now, the Bible says that He's the one who opens prison doors to those that are bound. He's the one who came to save those that are lost. He's the one who delivers the oppressed. He's the one who becomes a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to the widow, a provider for those who don't know where they're going to get the provision for the next day. He's the one who opens a way to those that have been bruised in heart. They've been abused, and they don't know how they're ever going to get out of this place of hopelessness, torment, and self-loathing. He's the one who opens every prison door to those that are captivated by circumstances of the past and the present, and because of it, they see no way into the future. There's so many things that Jesus Christ is according to the Scriptures, but it's of vital importance tonight that you can answer this question, who do you say that I am? You have to be able to answer that question. Many, many people come to a prayer meeting and they hope that somebody else's prayer is going to bring an answer for them. It can happen in measure that way. But it's important because you'll never grow if you can't answer that question. As a young believer in Christ, others told me initially about Jesus Christ, about who He was, until I began to read it for myself. And when I began to read it, I began to believe it. I began to believe that He's the deliverer. He's the healer. He's the provider. He's the one who opens doors that are impossible to humankind, but possible with God. I began to believe it. You see, and God began to open doors. Many of you know my testimony, the story of how I suffered panic attacks from the time I was 15 years of age till I was 24. Panic attacks so severe that I would be afraid to be in a room where there was a lot of people. And if the people in that room turned their attention towards me, generally I would have to get up and run out of the room. Sometimes I would collapse. It did happen to me. I was afraid of most everything around me. But when I came to Jesus Christ, I began to read about His victory. I began to believe what I was reading. And I remember one day I read a line of Scripture, and I was 24 years old, recently come to Him, trusted Him for my salvation. I read a line of Scripture, and it just said, If God be for us, who can be against us? And you know what? I believed it. It was only half of a verse. It wasn't even the whole verse. But I believed it. You know, David didn't need all five stones that were in his bag to take down Goliath. He only needed one. You don't need a whole wagon load. You and I don't need to know the whole Bible to get victory in prayer. We just have to believe what we know. And I believed it. A half a verse of scripture. I went home shortly after that, and I was in bed one night, close to midnight, and I felt one of these panic attacks coming on my life again. And up to that point, they had pretty well dominated my life. They controlled my life in great measure. And I felt one coming on my life again and went down into my living room. And these are the words I said. Satan, you can only kill me if God lets you. And if he does, I'm going home. So I win. And I said, so you throw at me everything you've got, but I throw back at you what I now have in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I resist you. I stood in my living room and I was fit for an all-out fight with darkness. I wasn't going to live this way anymore. Jesus had come to deliver me. And the Bible said, if he's for me, nobody can be against me. I believe that. And as I stood there, I felt a heat touch me in my feet, go up through my loins and through my body and out the top of my head. That's, I don't know how many years ago, I was 24, I'm 61. You do the math, it's a long time ago. And I'm completely free. I've been all over the world. I preached to audiences of 500,000 people. And so I've come tonight just to say that Jesus Christ is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me and he's done for others on this platform and in this church, he will also do for you. But the question that you have to answer is, who do you say he is? If you're praying to him tonight and you just consider him a historical figure, I don't know how much of an answer you're going to get. Sometimes he'll be merciful and touch you just to show you he can. But it's of such importance that you begin to realize that he is the Son of God. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said, technically what he was saying as a Jew, you are everything that's ever been promised to us as God's people on the earth at that time. You are the one who opens the prison doors. You are the one who will defeat our enemies. You are the one who will be our provision. You are the one that Joel said will fill us with your spirit. You are everything and all of God to us. That's what Peter said. Everything we need is in you. That was really what his statement meant. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, there's nowhere else we need to go, nothing else we need to look to. All power is yours. It's all in your hand. He was making an incredible statement. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has shown this to you. And I want to tell you something tonight. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you can tell me what Peter said, that Jesus Christ is my sufficiency. He is my deliverer. He is the one who set me free. He died to pay the price for my sin. He's the one who's going to raise me out of death. He's going to bring me into newness of life. Every promise in this book is, I can take it to the bank. It's true. If you can say that tonight, I'll tell you, flesh and blood hasn't shown that to you. God showed it. And why did he show it to you? He showed it to you because it's yours. Because this is your inheritance in Christ. If you've trusted in Jesus, you don't have to sit there drug addicted any longer. Or living in a cave of darkness, or captivated in your mind, spiritually sick. You have the risen Christ inside of you. The one who triumphed over darkness lives inside of you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? You're blessed, he said, Simon, flesh and blood does not reveal this to you. But I say also to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, now, the rock is not Peter, but the rock was Peter's statement. You're the Christ. You're the all-sufficiency of God. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That means the plans of darkness will not prevail against you. The gates, that's that place of the city where plans are formed. Strategies are made for the future. And Jesus was saying every strategy, every plan, every device, every lie the devil has ever spoken over you will not prevail over you. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, if you truly believe that Jesus Christ as your Savior is the complete and total victorious one, then that victory, which now is a reality, the Son of God sitting at the right hand of the Father, all dominion, all power, all authority is given to him, that will be yours. Everything you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So you have the authority to say, I stand against this darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have that power. And those that are listening to me at home tonight, you don't have to sit there and wait for us to do it for you. You can stand up and you can say, enough of this. I'm a child of God. And Satan, I stand against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not have my family. You will not destroy my mind. You will not cause me to be bound, afflicted, and addicted any longer. I take my position in Jesus Christ, and I bind this work of the hell in my life and in my home. Whatever you bind will be bound on earth, will be bound in heaven. My father was an alcoholic. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My great-grandfather was an alcoholic. But you can say, it stops here and it stops tonight. I stand against it. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And these are the promises of God to you. And say, yes, this is what I was, but this is not what I'm going to be in the days ahead. And so, God Almighty, I ask you that your promises become a reality, they be loosed in my life, that I be taken out of the shackles of everything that was ever spoken over me and be brought into the fullness of this new life that you promised me that is mine in Christ Jesus. That's how I've grown in grace. I've read this book and I've believed it. I said, God, this is what I am, but this is what you say I will be. And so I bind this and loose this. That's the way my life has been. No deeper than that. Yes, this is what I am, but this is what God says I will be. And so I choose now to bind that which I am in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This will no longer have dominion over me. And now I loose in my life through faith in the Son of God, that which God says I will be. Praise be to God. If you can get that in your gut, it's no deeper than that. It doesn't have to be deeper than that. Jesus Christ won the victory on the cross. He destroyed the power of the devil. He destroyed the power of sin. He destroyed the penalty of sin. He destroyed the captivation of sin and gave new life to those who come to him. But somewhere inside of your inner being, there's got to be a rising up. There's got to be something inside that says, enough of this. Enough living like this. Enough living as if I'm poor when the treasure of the victory of Christ is mine. I've been promised a new life, so I'm going to get it. I had a man come to me once in this church after service backstage, and he said to me, the Lord told me you'd have a word for me today. So I looked at him, I said, get a life. And he looked at me puzzled. I said, yes, get a life. Jesus Christ bought a life for you. Get it. Get it. And he did. He ended up a missionary to Israel. Thank God. Get the life that God has for you. You don't have to settle for less. Do you understand that? You don't have to settle for mediocrity. You don't have to settle for the lies of the past and what other people said you were going to be or not going to be. That's all over when you came to the cross. You're a new creation when you came to Jesus Christ. The old things pass away and all things become new. We're going to pray tonight for miracles. We're going to believe God for miracles. I'm saying miracles. Miracles are things you can't do yourself and I can't do myself. But God, Christ in me can. And Christ in me will. And we're going to pray for miracles. for healings and deliverance and families and addictions to be broken, bondage to go away, and callings of God to be realized in people's lives. People to rise up out of the ashes of what was and embrace the newness of what God is willing to make their lives into. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty, give us the grace to understand this. Give us the grace, give us the grace, give us the grace. Oh, God, give us the grace to understand this. Give us the grace, Lord, to accept your calling on each of our lives. Give us the grace, oh, Jesus, to embrace the full victory of your cross. Give us the grace, oh God, to rise up out of the ashes of our own poverty and to enter into the inheritance of what is ours through your shed blood and your resurrection. Give us the grace, oh God, to do damage to hell itself in this generation. Give us the grace, Lord Jesus Christ, to be everything that your church is supposed to be on this earth. That's got to be the cry of your heart tonight. Let it be the cry of your heart, my brother, my sister. Let it be the cry. Sometimes we feel like the bones that Ezekiel saw laying around altars in a barren field. But I remind you that God can breathe on bones. God can bring them to life. God can raise us up. God can make us an exceeding great army to be reckoned with in this generation. Oh God, I am just so unwilling to lay down when this generation dies in its sin. I'm just so unwilling to live in any kind of mediocrity when I know who God is and I know what God can do. And I know that what he did for me, he can do for anybody who calls out to him. I know that with all my heart. I'm not willing tonight to live in mediocrity, and I hope you're not willing to live there either. God will fill your mouth. God will give you a new song. God will put power in your life. God will do it if you will let him do it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let's all stand together for a moment. Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we begin to pray and worship tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, take us into a place of faith that is deeper than anything we've ever known. This is a dark hour, but you still have a church in this earth. You still have a people that are willing to be raised up and to be made into everything that you call us to be. Help us not to back away. Oh God, help us not to back away. Help the people listening tonight not to back away. Help us, Lord God, to lay hold of our inheritance and to rise up and be your church in the earth, to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Oh God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Lift your hands to the Lord tonight. Let's begin to pray. Pray. Ask God to give you your inheritance. Ask him tonight to make you into everything he destined your life to be. You don't have to settle for less. Lift up your voice. Raphael, lead us in prayer before we worship tonight, will you please?
Lord, we come to you right now, God. Lord, and by your grace and by your strength, Lord, we're taking up what your word says to come boldly before your throne of grace in our time of need, God. Lord, you invite us and you tell us to come boldly. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, with the blood of Jesus covering us, we come boldly, Lord, asking God that you would do a new thing tonight, do a miraculous thing, God, in every listener throughout the internet, God, throughout the world, God, and in this house tonight, do a new thing, God, do a new thing, God. A miraculous thing, Lord, that when it's all said and done, we would be able to look and say, God, only you could do this, God. Only you could reach our hearts. Only you could give us strength. Only you could give us faith, God. Only you could gird us up, Lord Jesus, and put a word in our mouth, God, that would bring life to the lost that are around us, God. Lord, you're calling us right now, God, not to sleep, God, but to awaken, God. You're calling us to take a stand, God, to stand in the gap, God, and we're asking, Holy Spirit, that you would strengthen us. Oh, God, breathe on us, God. Lord, breathe on us, God. Lord, the same way, Lord, you breathed on the army of bones, God, and you gave them life that they would move. God, breathe on us, God. Cause us to move by your spirit, God. Cause us to move, Lord Jesus, in heartbeat with your heartbeat, God. Lord
Jesus, that we would weep with what causes you to weep, that we would rise up, Lord, with your strength, God, the same strength, God, the same quickening that raised you from the dead, that it would quicken our mortal bodies during this hour and time, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is your desire. This is your heart, God. And tonight, Lord Jesus, there will be victory in this house and throughout every home in the internet, God, listening. God, there will be victory, God. Lord, you're tearing down strongholds, God. You're delivering, Lord Jesus, from depression, Lord, from suicide tonight, God. Lord, from addiction, Lord Jesus, to drugs and alcohol, God, and life-controlling issues, God. You're going to give that, Lord Jesus, because that is your heart, God. You came to seek and save the lost, God. So all we do right now is we enter in, God, and we walk in accordance with your heart, God, with what your desire is for this entire generation, God, this life, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this is all done in your name, God, tonight, God, because of your blood. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. There are a lot of people texting in tonight, emailing, that just simply need miracles. And we're going to believe for that this evening. Pray for Jack, who's in the ninth grade. He has a disease. He's currently on life support, and that's in Lodi, New Jersey. We're going to pray for Jack and believe God for a miracle. From Canada, Barrie, Canada, pray for Rosalie, a mother of two, has cancer in her lungs and abdomen. Pray for her healing and her family. From Pitt Meadows, Canada, stepson is in jail. He's addicted to drugs and his heart is broken. Please pray for his salvation. And also, my daughter's in pain 24/7. Her entire colon has been removed. She's tormented. Her mind is in darkness. She's unable to forgive herself. Please pray for healing. We're going to believe for this in Canada as well this evening. Tampa, Florida, pray for the salvation of two people. They both live together and are not married. He's cheating on her. Problems in their home is affecting their son's ability to focus at school. They need a miracle for sure. In the Bronx, my daughter has been struggling since her dad died in February, and she's in total darkness. I pray that God will touch her heart and her mind. From Spain, pray for Thomas, a baby with very aggressive meningitis. He's in the hospital battling for his life. We believe that God can heal him. From Arizona, my daughter came to me with an urgent need, and I attacked her. I am requesting prayer because I have bitterness and adultery in my own life. Please pray for me. And this is John in Arizona. We're going to pray for you tonight, John, and believe God for a miracle. Long Valley, New Jersey. Because of my wife's affair, I can't love. I can't trust. I can't stop thinking about it. If Jesus doesn't heal me or speak, I have no hope. Jeff, we're going to pray for you tonight and believe God for the miracle that you need. You need a miracle, and God's going to give you a miracle tonight. New York City, pray for my life. I have a drug problem. Thank you for praying for me. God bless you. Victor, we're going to believe God for you tonight. In Colorado Springs, I was abused as a child, and I did the same to my children. I'm separated in repentance and seeking to change. Pray that my family is able to forgive me and give me a second chance. We're going to pray for you tonight in Colorado Springs. Texas, pray for my three children whose dad is in jail, that Jesus will keep them from mixture and compromise and make them strong. Tricia in Texas, we're going to pray for you tonight. New York City, please pray to overcome the temptation of playing games. I'm 10 years old. I believe that God will change me. I do too. Aaron, God bless you. Houston, Texas, I've raised my five grandchildren. My son left 15 years ago. He's now back, and he's threatening to hurt me. He's very violent. We are Christians. I need help. This is Judy in Houston. Judy, we'll be going to be praying for you tonight. Please don't lose heart in this. From Finland, pray for our daughter. She feels guilt because of wrongdoing in her past. She's a newborn Christian. Please pray that God give her peace, for peace for her. New Zealand, for a marriage, for a miracle. Husband is threatening to leave her and the little children. He isn't home much. She's depressed. God, please help. From Wisconsin, I need a reason to live. Oh, God bless you tonight in Wisconsin. Jesus Christ will give you the reason to live. I trust not just to live, but to live abundantly. He will help you and give you the miracle. From Roma, Italy tonight, I pray for my friend Andrea. Please, Lord, touch his heart and set him free from sex, clubs, and temptations. In Jesus' name, pray with me. We're going to pray with you in Italy tonight and believe that God will set these people free. Michelle, if you come and lead us this evening, I believe the microphone is over beside my chair over there. A lady called Michelle is going to lead us in prayer. If you could join together with four or five people around you, and let's lift up these people who have sent in these requests tonight, and let's believe God for miracles, because it's going to take miracles for those that are sick in body, their marriages are sick, their minds are sick, and they need freedom tonight. So please join with people around you and begin to pray, and let's believe God for miracles tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just come before you, Lord God, because you are the Almighty God. There is nothing, my Lord God, that you cannot do. Father, you created heaven and earth, Lord God, by the very power of your voice, Lord God. And Father, we come as your children, Lord God. We come boldly and confidently, Lord, to the throne of grace and mercy, because we know who you are. We know that you are merciful, Lord God. We come, Father, in the name of your Son, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We stand in the gap, Lord God, for all those prayer requests, oh God, and everyone who's desperate, Lord God, who's crying out to you, Lord God. We know that you're not going to turn them away, Father. You gave your only Son, Father, to die for them. How can you turn them away, Father? You said he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How much more shall he not freely give us all things, Father? So we know, Father, that you are good. You are merciful. Your grace and your mercy endure forever, Lord God. And we know that you send your Son to open prison doors, Lord God, to heal the sick, to heal every broken heart, Lord God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now for stretching out your hand, Father God, all over this globe, oh God, and healing those that are sick, Father God, opening those prison doors, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you can do miracles. You are the miracle worker, Lord God, because there's nothing, my Lord God, that you cannot do, Father. You are, Father, you are great in power, Lord God. Your name is awesome, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We don't have to beg you, Lord God. We thank you right now for healing every one who is in need of healing, for opening every prison door, Jesus. We thank you for healing those that are broken in heart. We thank you, Father, for restoring families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing emotional healing, oh God, and spiritual healing. We thank you, Father, for saving the lost, oh God, for you have given your only Son, Lord God, for the salvation of every soul, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for opening prison doors. We thank you for opening blind eyes tonight, Lord God. We thank you for delivering from every captivity, oh God. And Father, we thank you that you have given us authority, oh God, over every power of darkness. And we take that authority right now. We bind the evil one, oh God. We bind every power of darkness. And we command you to let these people go in the name of Jesus. We pray freedom, Father, for them, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving them freedom, oh God, because you said, Jesus, that you have come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly, oh God. And Father, we enter in, oh God, this freedom, Lord God, for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We just bow before you and we say thank you for doing what only you can do. Father, you are mighty to save in every way, Father. We give you praise, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. And in your blessed name we pray. And we pray that every one of these miracles, oh God, will bring glory and honor to your holy name, Father. Be glorified tonight, Lord God, in every family, in every life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
We're going to pray for those that need healing tonight. We've got so many that have written in that need healing. I'm going to ask Lane Paulson in a moment to come and lead us. Lane, if you'd come and lead us in prayer in a moment. But I want to read to you some of the prayer requests that have been sent in to us. Here's Vaughn from Columbus, Indiana. My friend, CT, 32 years old, has been told by doctors he has 5 weeks to live. He's got bladder cancer, so asking for prayer for CT tonight. Here's Daniel from East Orange, New Jersey. I am a member of TSC. My best friend James, who introduced me to Christ, is on his deathbed. The family is having the doctor pull the plug tonight, so we want to pray for this family tonight. Here's Taylor from Greenville, New Jersey. Please pray for Taylor. He is 7 years old and has a rare form of cancer. He's in need of God's intervention for healing, for the family to get saved. We're going to believe God for Taylor tonight, for a miracle for seven-year-old Taylor. Here's Dominic from Syracuse, New York. Please pray for Jessica, 18-year-old girl who has Lyme disease for 2 years and is now completely paralyzed. Parents have separated, asking for prayer tonight. We're going to believe God for Jessica tonight. So many prayer requests that have been written in, that have been sent in, but I wanted to read to you just a praise report here that was also submitted. Someone who submitted a prayer request said, submitted a prayer request for my sister-in-law, Eudine, last Tuesday. Doctors said it was hopeless. Now they're saying some strong prayers must have been prayed. Thank you, Times Square Church. She is stable. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise. He answers prayer. We serve a miracle-working God. Come on, folks. You can lift your voice to God tonight. Folks, we know who He is tonight. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to believe for all those that have written in. Would you lift your voice tonight? Every voice counts tonight. You lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands to God tonight. Lift your voices to God. Let's believe Him for miracles of healing to touch these kids, these children that have cancer. So many that have rare forms of disease, but our God is able. Come on, cry out to God tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, Lord, we just ask you to come and lay your hands on this precious seven-year-old boy, God. Just come and work in his life, God. Give those doctors eyes to see what they have not seen. Father, just be present. Knit him back together, God. Do great things through his life, Father. Lord, I just ask for Jessica tonight, God, that you would put life into her limbs, Father, that you would just restore what the enemy has taken, what the locusts have eaten, you will bring back, Father. God, I just ask that you would knit their parents' relationship back together, God. Bring them back to you and back to each other, God. Bring that family whole again, God. And our member who's grieving for his friend tonight, God, I just ask that you would just pour your spirit out, Father, that you would bring comfort where there is no hope, but God, that you would bring hope no matter where it is, God. Father, I just ask for James, who's in the hospital and they're pulling the plug. God, bring him home. Father, just bring him home, God. Lord, just give comfort to those who are grieving. Knit the families back together, the marriages that are struggling, God, the children who are ill, that baby in Spain with meningitis. Father, just bring healing. Bring your presence. Bring your peace. Bring your grace. God, it's hopeless, but for you, Father. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the miracles that we've already seen in this congregation. My own husband healed, God. Lord, I just thank you for what you've done for us, for the other members of this congregation who have seen prayers answered, jobs found, housing found, cars given. God, except for you, these things are not possible, Lord. God, we just thank you for your graciousness and your goodness, Lord, in your name. Amen.
God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stretching out your hand to heal tonight. Thank you for that seven-year-old boy. God, we lift him up before you and we ask you, Lord, let him live his life and let him live it for you, God. Give him the healing from cancer that he needs, oh God. Touch his body tonight as we pray. Father, we pray for this man who's having the plug pulled on him tonight. God, we ask you to pull the plug on death tonight and let him live, Lord Jesus Christ, to glorify your name. God Almighty. You are God Almighty. That's who you are. That's who we pray to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We bless you, God, with everything in us, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, God. We thank you from the depths of our heart for being who you are. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for victory. We thank you for a shout of glory in this nation, God. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for raising us up out of the ashes and giving us back our song. We bless you for it, God, with everything in our heart. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Give him a shout of victory in this house tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We've got to thank him. We've got to shout. We've got to give him praise for who he is. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, praise God. What a joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to chat with you for a few minutes, and then we'll go back into prayer. Do you remember that passage of scripture where Jesus is going to be baptized? And it's a baptism to repentance. So you remember Jesus committed no sin, and yet he was going to be baptized with John's baptism. So John saw him coming, and John said, I don't understand why you're coming to me. I need to be baptized by you. And Jesus said something to the effect of, it really benefits us to do the right thing. And for him, in that moment, the right thing was to identify with the needs that were all around him. He didn't, at that moment in his life, have to be anywhere near what was going on in John's ministry. He didn't have to be baptized because he had never committed any sin in his life. But he's saying, I choose to identify with the need of the people around me, and not just identify with those needs, but to be immersed in those needs. So now he's being immersed, he's being baptized, he's plunging himself into the needs of others, and he's giving us an example of what it means to do the right thing and how doing the right thing benefits us. So all of a sudden, he's saying that when I identify with the needs around me and when I immerse myself into those needs, there is a benefit that comes as a result. And then he doesn't just say it. All of a sudden, as he's being immersed into the needs of the people around him, the Lord begins to show it. For instance, the Bible says that the heavens opened. So all of a sudden, if we were talking about it from our perspective, we would say that when we see, for instance, the needs that are on the banners as we're praying for our particular concerns, sometimes when I'm praying for my particular concerns, I'll see needs on the banners that don't necessarily affect me personally. Things that don't affect me as an individual, things that I may or may not be able to identify with. And yet I hear the Lord saying, but I want you to immerse yourself in that particular need. I want you to pray for that particular person. And I don't just want you to kind of dip your toe in it. I want you to immerse yourself emotionally into this need. I want you to weep for this young man or for this young woman as though it was your own son or your own daughter or your own brother or your own sister. I want you to immerse yourself in it. And what I found is, whenever I choose to obey, to do the right thing, that all of a sudden I begin to remind myself that there is more to this battle than what we see with our ordinary eyes. All of a sudden heaven begins to open up and I begin to remind myself that we are not fighting alone, that heaven is fighting with us, that God hears our prayers, that we are not praying to the ceiling, we are praying to a listening God. And then all of a sudden you hear the voice of the Father come down and speak to the Son. And basically what you and I will hear is God saying that I love you. I love the fact that when I call you to pray, you're willing to pray. That when I call you to identify with the needs of others, you are willing to identify with the needs of others. When I call you to care, you care. When I call you to express my compassion, you express my compassion. The Father spoke to the Son and said, "You are my Son, and I love you." In this same statement, he is also reminding the Son that there is a spiritual authority that's upon him. In the days of old, whenever a king was about to elevate his son to a place of authority and responsibility, he would say, "This is my beloved son. Today I have begotten him. This is my only begotten. Today I express my love for him." So all of a sudden, as we begin to pray for other people, we begin to reach out to God for other people, we begin to immerse ourselves in the needs of other people, all of a sudden there is an open heaven and there is a voice that comes from heaven that says, "I love you and I give you authority to pray these prayers. I give you authority to believe these prayers. I give you authority to expect an answer to these prayers." And then all of a sudden, there is a physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the midst. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove, and everybody was able to bear witness to it. There was no question about the fact that the Holy Spirit was in the midst, that they were not praying in their own strength, that what Jesus was doing, God's stamp of approval was upon it. It's the same thing. When you and I come together and we begin to pray, not just for our own needs, but we read the prayers that are going across and we hear when the pastor comes and reminds us of certain needs, we begin to say, "God, I'm going to immerse myself in this. I'm not just going to wait until my prayer comes up on the banner. I'm going to immerse myself into this whole meeting. I am going to allow God to baptize me in a baptism of compassion, in a baptism of faith, in a baptism of mercy, in a baptism that says, I believe God tonight, I expect from God tonight." And then all of a sudden we are reminded that we are not alone in this battle, that there is God fighting on our behalf, that there is an open heaven, that God is speaking to us, that God has not left us to our own devices, that God truly manifests his presence in our midst, that God is in the mood to break some bonds tonight, that God is in the mood to heal some bodies tonight, that God is in the mood to change some lives tonight. There comes a time when the Christian person begins to say to himself and herself, "It is my responsibility and it is my privilege to be immersed in the needs of other people, to be immersed in God's compassion, to be immersed in the cries that are going on around me, to be immersed when I know that my brother and my sister need somebody to stand beside them." And all of a sudden we are reminded that we're not praying to the ceiling, we're praying to God. All of a sudden, we hear his voice. All of a sudden, we are reminded of who we are in him, all of a sudden we're ready to fight the devil. You see, that's what happened after Jesus was baptized with this kind of a baptism. Then he could go to the mountaintop and he could remind the devil of what's really going on in the world. He can remind the devil that God is still in control. He can remind the devil that everything is still in the hands of God. He can remind the devil that God still has everything under control, that God is still sovereign, that God is still mighty, that God still has all power and dominion and authority and might, that he is still worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Father, in the name of Jesus, let's stand together. In the name of Jesus, 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 there is still the Almighty God who stands in power and authority. God, in Jesus' name, you told us to be immersed, to immerse ourselves in compassion, to immerse ourselves in faith. Now, Lord Jesus, we know that it is by the Holy Spirit that we are baptized. And so we allow the Lord of glory to baptize us tonight in the spirit of faith and in the spirit of compassion. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we are going to believe you tonight for real live miracles. God, we serve the same God, the God of Moses and the God of Elijah, the God of Mary and the God of Esther. We serve the same God who parted the Red Sea, the same God who sent down the floods in the cries of Elijah, the same God who will not allow his name to be defied or denied. The Lord is not mocked. Those who cry out to him in spirit will see of the spirit great and mighty things. We're asking you to heal the bodies of those who have been told that there is no hope. We're asking you to enter into those hospital rooms and remind everybody that there is such an one as God. We're asking you to go into those hopeless situations where it's been reported that there is no health or healing. Let it be known that the God that we serve is still Jehovah Rapha. The God that we serve is still the God who heals. Go into those places where children have been told by their parents that there has to be a miracle if they're going to walk out of that hospital. Go into those places and work a miracle, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lord, we want to hear the report. We know that we serve a God who can heal. We speak against the lie of Satan that would try to break our faith, and we rise up in faith. We rise up in hope. We wave the banner of God's faithfulness. And we become the fragrance of God's covenant loyalty. Spirit of Jesus, help us to breathe the very words of the Almighty God. Help us to speak words of healing from the depths of our soul. Lord, you were able to say as you came down from that mountain of battle that the Spirit of God is upon me. To undo the heavy burdens, to break the bonds of affliction. To preach the good news to the poor. To open the blinded eyes. God, we're expecting miracles, real, live miracles tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
miracles tonight. God has still got an army in this generation. Still got a people who won't believe a lie. Still got a people who's been made hungry by the word of God. Still got a people who will cry out with Gideon, Lord, we want to see the miracles that we heard about in the days of old. We're expecting great things tonight, oh Jesus. We're expecting great reports tomorrow. We're expecting your name to be glorified. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give you all the glory for it because it's only in your name. Help us to immerse ourselves by your Spirit in compassion and in faith until your name be glorified once again in the earth. Until men and women know once again that there is such an one as God. For your own name's sake. For zeal for your glory. Jealousy for your name in this generation. Let it be known that there is such an one as God. Cause men to fall on their face again in the presence of the great King. Cause them to fall upon their knees and to acknowledge that our God reigns. Remind the devil that he has no power. And remind men and women that they were created in your image after your likeness for your glory. Remind them to bow before the great God. Work signs and wonders in this generation, oh God, so that men and women will tremble in godly fear. Let it be, oh God, let your name be glorified once again in the earth. We will thank you for it. We will praise you for it. We will love you for it. We will bless you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah! 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 We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Praise God. God bless you. Bless the Lord. I'm going to ask Amy to come, please, if you would, Amy. And I'd like us to, and those online, would you join with us? I want to pray for New York City tonight. Whatever happens in this city has a tendency to touch the world. You remember that there was some people occupied Wall Street a couple of years ago, and it spread all over the globe. And how much more if people started occupying the house of God for the reason of prayer? I'm not saying it lightly, but if you'll join with me to pray for this city, because I believe it's pivotal for what the Lord wants to do, both in this nation and in other places throughout the world. So those that are with us tonight online, would you pray for us? Pray for this city. Let's believe God together. Would one more time just join with a few people around you. If you're comfortable holding hands, you can do that. If you're not, please just keep your hands by your side. And we're going to pray together, and let's believe God for New York City.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you so much for what you're already going to do in this city, Lord God. God, I thank you in advance, Lord God, that you have a plan for this city, my God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to break your church, Lord God. God, I pray that you would come, Lord God, break our hearts for this city, my God. God, break our hearts for what we see, Lord God, and what we hear, my God. God, I'm asking that you would come, Lord God, and that you would cause us to cry out to you, Lord God. God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you would cause dead bones, dry bones to live again, my God. God, I pray that you would give me faith to believe that, my God. God, I'm asking that you would rise up in your church, my God, to believe, my God, to believe, my God, that we can walk these streets, Lord God, and we can look a person in the eye, Lord God, and say, live. My God, I'm asking that you would let faith arise in your body tonight, Lord God. God, I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing the addicted, Lord God. I'm tired of seeing the random acts of violence, my God. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing the people sleeping in the streets, my God. God, I'm asking that you would give your church a boldness, my God, a boldness to go forth, Lord God, into the dark places, Lord God, and to bring life, my God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that when we sing, that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours, Lord God, that we would mean it, my God, that we would take our feet and that we would walk into the streets of the city, Lord God, and we would bring life, my God, that you would use our hands, my God, that you would use our feet, my God, that you would use our hearts, Lord God, that you would use our eyes, my God, that you would use our ears, my God, to bring life into this city, my God. God, I'm asking that this would be a city that would know what it is to be awakened, my God. My God, I'm asking, let the revival spirit come on this city, my God. That you would begin it in your church, my God. Begin it in me, my God. Ignite something in our hearts, Lord God, that would cause us, Lord God, not just to pray in the house, my God, but to go home, my God, to fall on our knees, my God, to get into our prayer closets, Lord God, and to cry out to you until you meet with us, my God, until we hear from you, Lord God, until you bring deliverance, my God, until you break the bondage of sin in this city, my God, until you break addiction, my God. God, I'm asking that you would cause a people to come to you, my God, and to cry out to you like never before, my God, because I know that you are able. I know that you are more than able. My God, you said that you would take the impossible things that we see and make them possible, my God. God, I'm asking that you would, Lord God, that you would rise up a young generation, my God, to take a stand for you in the high schools, in the universities, in the college campuses, my God, in the elementary schools, Lord God, that you would arise among the teachers, my God, and the doctors, my God, and the lawyers, my God, in this city, Lord God, the people who make money, the people who make no money, my God, that you would arise in them, Lord God, arise in them, Lord God. Oh God, that we would not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because you said that it is in that gospel that freedom would come, that it is in that gospel that liberty will come, that it is through that gospel that you would bring peace, my God, bring peace to this city, my God. God, I'm asking you these things because you are a father who hears us. You are a father who delivers. You are a father who reconciles. You are a father who restores. You are a father who redeems. You are a father who heals. You are a father who protects. My God, I'm asking you these things, believing that you will come and you will do exactly what we ask you to do, Lord God, because you are faithful through and through. You are true to your word, Lord God. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Remember now that this website is called It's Time to Pray. .org. We're now on 100 radio stations across the country calling this nation back to prayer and calling people from across the nation to this prayer meeting on Tuesday night. If they don't have a prayer meeting to attend, you're more than welcome, obviously, to attend this one online and to be part of a prayer meeting that's now reaching into 139 countries. Only God could have done this. This is truly a miracle, and we thank the Lord with all of our heart for it. This is an unusual moment in history. I'm not aware of a prayer meeting like this. If there has been, I'm certainly not aware of it, where technology can be used, that people can pray together from all over the world. And tonight, you've seen prayer requests coming in from Italy, from all over, from everywhere, from Spain, from France, people emailing and texting in, and praying with us. And many are real time with us, even though it's in the middle of the night in some places. They stay up and join us. God bless you. My brothers in Poland in particular, we're just there, and I know you're online tonight. God bless you. Love you. Thank God for you. Really do. Encourage your friends, if you will, to go on this website, and you can submit a prayer request. You can see answers to prayer. But you can also send a comment to somebody. If you feel a word in your heart for them, you can send a comment through to somebody who's in a difficult situation, or you can just click on and let them know you're praying for them. And that will encourage people who are taking the time to send their prayer requests in. And as God answers your prayer, many have been faithful to do this, but please remember to let us know for the sake of others and just to be able to rejoice with you that God has answered your prayer. This is a dark time we're living in, but I know Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I believe that with all of my heart. I do. Freedom from the fear, freedom from depression, freedom from addiction, freedom from immorality, freedom from torment, freedom from thoughts of suicide, freedom from destroyed marriages, destroyed homes, destroyed bodies. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again to set us free. I believe that with all of my heart. I stake my very life on it. I believe that. Unashamedly believe it. Jesus gives freedom to those who turn to Him. And so I want to challenge you tonight. We're going to sing the same song we do every Tuesday night, and by God's grace, we'll sing it until He comes and takes us home. Freedom is ours in Christ Jesus. Freedom. Now tonight, those that are listening online, you by faith sing this song with us. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. I'm not living like this. I'm not staying like this. I'm not only going to get free, I'm going to call my neighbors. I'm going to call my family. I'm going to call them into this time of prayer, or I'm going to start a prayer meeting of my own. But we're not living in bondage when we have a Savior who died to give us freedom. We're going to not only sing it, we're going to live it. We're going to shout it. We're going to rejoice in the freedom that is ours through Jesus Christ. Let's give God a shout of praise as we sing tonight. Praise God. And for those that are joining with us online tonight, please remember to let your friends know about this meeting and have them come in and join with us in prayer. And be encouraged. Take time to read the answers to prayer. You'll see that God is phenomenally touching many, many people's lives. As of tonight, we have somewhere between 47 and 48,000 prayer requests from 39 countries. Thank God. Thank God for what the Lord is doing. Don't ever buy the lie that you're alone. You're not alone. You have at least, I guess, 1,750 people here tonight in New York City who are praying for you, who love you, who care about you. We are from 104 nations around the world in one congregation, and there is truly a genuine love of Christ. I've learned one thing in this church above everything else. With God, all things are possible. So we're going to turn the cameras around. And from New York City, we want to say to those online, God bless you. We love you. Next week, same time. God bless you.